welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have a couple of comedy shows that listeners may not know too well. You may not know the show, but you will recognize the voice of Eve Arden, the star who went on to a big hit series. Seal Test Village Store originally started with comedian Joan Davis, who left the show to spin off her own comedy show. Eve Arden takes Joan's place in this season of the show. Seal Test Dairy Brand is still in business with the Good Humor Breyers name. In this 1948 show, Eve Arden takes the feminine lead, just months before her debut as Our Miss Brooks, the show that would bring her nationwide fame. The male lead is Jack Carson, playing himself as the actor who always got the comedic friend roles in motion pictures. It's a combination of variety and sitcom, and it's the platform that launched Eve Arden into the role of a lifetime as America's favorite teacher. This is Seal Test Village Store with Jack Carson and Eve Arden, first broadcast May 6, 1948 on NBC.
Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson, with Eve Arden and Dave Willock, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, Eileen Wood, the Starlighters, and yours truly, Hi Aberbach. Now, here he is, Jack Carson. And now, if this was the Joyce Jordan program, we would take you to the operating room at the General Hospital. But since it isn't, we take you to the living room of Jack Carson, North Hollywood's answer to South Hollywood. Here he is, talking to Eve Arden.
Gee, Jack, where'd you get that beautiful suntan?
I was down at the beach yesterday, Eve. It was wonderful, and you should have seen one of the girls down there. Everybody on the beach was staring at her.
My goodness, what was she wearing?
Clothes. And Eve, I've never seen so many people at the beach before.
Crowded, huh?
Eve, I know you won't believe this, but there was such a crowd that people were in layers. On the bottom were the children, the second layer were their mothers.
What was the top layer?
Peanut butter. Oh, I'm telling you, Eve, that beach was delicious. But it's so hot here in the house, why don't we go down to the YWCA for a swim?
Jack, you couldn't go swimming at the YWCA.
Why not?
They haven't got a pool.
I'm just kidding, Eve. We'll go swimming down at the ocean. Come on, I'll show you how to do the Australian crawl.
I know 400 Australians, and I never saw one of them crawl.
Well, Frank Duvall. Eve, remind me to fix that hole in the screen.
Frank, Jack and I were talking about swimming. Do you ever go down to the beach?
Oh, sure. I love peanut butter.
Oh, please.
I went swimming down at the beach yesterday, and it's kind of tough. They don't allow you to change your clothes on the beach anymore.
Hmm. Well, where'd you change them, Frank?
On the bus going down.
Oh, that's silly. And nobody asked you to join this conversation. Now, take your bald head out of here.
Bald head. Always my bald head. I'd like to tell the people listening in that I'm not really bald. Just that I'm too tall for my hair.
I got more hair on my little finger than you have in your whole head.
Oh, Jack, don't be so hard on Frank. After all, he never bothers you.
He's always picking on me. Someday the worm will turn, and this will be the Frank Duvall show with Jack Carson and his orchestra.
But I don't know anything about music.
Then you're fired.
Thank you, and good night, Jack Carson. What a character, eh? He's no help on a warm day.
Jack, why don't you make a nice, cool drink for us,
huh? Hey, that's my idea. I'll just step behind my little bar here.
Hey, that's a very cute bar, Jack.
Yeah. I made it myself back in high school at manual training. It started out to be a floor lamp. That kills me. Well, I better get busy and make that nice, cool drink. Now, let me see. First, a little grapefruit juice. Then a little... kicker. A little carrot juice. Then a little kicker, then a little prune juice, then a little kicker, then a little orange juice, and another little kicker, then a little...
Wait a minute, Jack. What's that kicker?
peanut butter. Oh, never mind. Here, have a glass of milk.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jack, Miss Arden.
Well, Dave, you look nice and cool.
Oh, yeah, I keep cool with my hobby. I collect models.
Well,
Jack, model train.
Oh.
Dave, help me pick up Jack's face, huh?
Dave, you really have model train?
Yeah, and I got a surprise for you, Jack. For the past month, I've been building a little model engine. I got it right here in this box.
A model engine? For me?
Yeah.
Put it down on the floor, Dave. Let's see how it works.
Okay. Oh, this is a great hobby, Jack. Here, I'll wind the little engine up. There she goes. I guess I wound it a little too tight.
Say, that's enough hobby for today. It's too warm.
Yeah, it is. Well, I gotta go now, Jack. I gotta see the doctor about this bump on my head.
Say, that is quite a bump, Dave. Where'd you get it?
Diving at the YWCA.
Run along, Dave.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Say, Jack, I've got an idea how to keep cool. Let's go down to the park and rent a canoe.
What?
You know, one of those little canoes.
Me rent a canoe? Jack Carson, the old sea dog? Captain Carson? The man who has sailed the seven seas in a 50-foot Errol Flynn? Captain Carson loves the ocean.
You a captain? You get seasick when you open a box of saltwater taffy?
Stop kidding, Eve. Well, I was born on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, you don't know the port from the poop deck.
Somebody call me?
No, nobody called you, Duvall. Eve, I don't see why you don't believe me. My whole family followed the sea. Why... My grandfather, Rockbound Carson, was a lighthouse keeper.
Really?
Yep. When he first got the job, they told him to watch the light. He stood there and he watched it go round and round and round and round. It was pretty awful.
What happened?
He screwed himself into the floor. Oh, the sea. I got the ocean in my blood.
Oh, that's what the girls around town have been saying.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
That I've got the ocean in my blood?
Yeah, they say that Jack Carson is very nice at high tide, but watch out for that undertow.
Very funny. Say, let's all get out of the ocean. I'll rent one of those big yachts, and I'll show you what I know about the sea.
Oh, that sounds like fun,
Jack. Yeah. Everybody go home and put on sailing clothes. We're off to the briny deep.
How seafaring can you get?
I can't wait till I stand on that captain's bridge and feel the salt spray in my weather-beaten face. You feel that boat going up and down, or rolling from side to side, up and down, side to side, up, up. Eve.
Yes, Jack?
I don't feel so good.
Field test singing star Eileen Woods with What's Good About Goodbye.
What's good about goodbye? What's fair about farewell? You know, a broken heart can come from such a broken spell. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine Woods. You know, the other day I asked a friend of mine who's rather famous for her dinner parties, why do you serve Kraft Cottage cheese so often? Her answer? Well, quick as a wink, she said, why, I serve Kraft Cottage cheese because it's the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness. I'm really fussy about the foods I serve, and I found that Kraft Cottage cheese tasted so creamy and fresh, really fresh. Well, I wasn't a bit surprised, for that's the way truly fine cottage cheese ought to taste. Delicately fresh, creamy, delicious. Now, it's only natural that Kraft Cottage cheese should taste so good, for those folks at Kraft know more about fine cheese than anyone in the world. Every day, Kraft makes a fresh batch of this delicious cottage cheese, and according to the seal test standard of quality. That's right, Kraft makes this cheese fresh every day. Then this newly made cheese is quickly packed into sanitary paper cups, sealed tight for your protection, and hurried away in trucks to food stores. And not ordinary trucks, mind you, but refrigerated trucks. It's no wonder that Kraft is the cottage cheese that's prized for freshness. Yes, when you buy cottage cheese, be sure you get the kind labeled Kraft. That's the cottage cheese that's so cool and delicate and delicious. That's the kind that's prized for freshness. Kraft Cottage Cheese.
Sailing, sailing over the pounding main, 15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of Seal Test milk.
Well, Dave, are you ready for our sea voyage?
Well, I sure am, Jack. Look, I even brought along my lucky rabbit's foot to bring us luck.
But, Dave, this rabbit's foot is all smashed.
Oh, I know. I had it in my pocket the day I was run over by that truck.
Dave, how do you like my sailing outfit?
Boy, you sure look good in that turtleneck sweater, Jack. I can see your muscles ripple. Boy, I wish I was built like that.
What's the matter? Don't your muscles ripple, Dave?
Only when the wind blows.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Dave. The sea air will make a new man out of you.
A new man? Where?
Oh, hello, Eve.
First Mate Arden reporting, sir.
Steve, you look cute.
Thank you, Jack. I knew I'd need some sailing togs, so I went over to Pierre's. He had a beautiful little number for $750. Then I went to Saks Fifth Avenue, and they had a dandy little nautical number for $390.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get the outfit you're wearing?
Navy surplus, a buck and a half.
Eve, you're going to make some guy a wonderful sailor. Well, I guess we're about ready to start for the harbor.
I'm not.
Why? What's the matter with you, Frank?
I bought some seasick pills, and they don't work.
How do you know?
Well, I ate a whole box of them, and I still didn't get seasick.
Why, stop it, will you, please? You know nothing about the ocean.
That's what he thinks. I was once swallowed by a whale. I lived in there for a year.
You lived inside a whale for a year?
Yes, it was very comfortable. I had three rooms, the living room, a bedroom, and a kidney.
Frank, I can see that you're going to be a great help on this trip, in case we run out of live bait. Well, let's go, everybody.
Say, Jack, you know, it's pretty hot out at your ranch in the valley. Why don't you call Mr. Hankins, your hired man? Maybe he'd like a little sea air.
An excellent suggestion. I'll give him a ring. Now, hand me that phone, will you? Thanks. Hello, operator. Operator, give me Calabasas 847, ring 3. Hello! Hello, Mr. Hankins. This is Jack Carson. Is it hot out there on the ranch?
Hot? Well, Mr. Carson, you won't believe this, but it's so hot the hens hold the eggs under the cold water before they sit on them.
That sounds pretty hot.
Well, this morning the cow gave 10 quarts of steam.
See, the cow must be pretty warm.
Yeah. I took her down to the beach for a swim yesterday.
You took the cow on the beach?
Yep. Bought her a 5-piece bathing suit.
Mr. Hankins, how'd you like to get away from the ranch? How'd you like to get away from the ranch and go sailing on a yacht?
A what?
A yacht. Yacht. Y-O-T. Yacht. Why don't you come with us, Mr. Hankins? You must be pretty warm out on the ranch.
Oh, it ain't so bad. I'm running around in my Hawaiian overalls.
Oh, I see. Well, so long, Mr. Hankins.
Aloha, Mr. Carson.
Come on, everybody. Let's get down to the pier at Santa Monica.
Oh, boy, Santa Monica. I hope Veronica with her harmonica.
The salt air is great down here.
Yes, it is, Jack.
Hey, Eve.
Yeah? What'd you say, Jack?
Listen. They're playing our song. Let's see if we can find a boat to rent.
Hey, Jack, there's a boat. Why don't we rent that one?
Dave, that's the Wilshire bus.
Jack, it's in the water.
So what? It's a hot day. Now, let's see about renting a boat.
You want to rent a boat?
Yes. Have you got any?
This is the place. Just look at the one here on the dock. Just look on those trim lines. One of the best boats here. 70 feet long, got a 12-foot beam, twin diesel engine, sleep 12, got a complete galley, 3 masts, and full rig sail.
Gee, that's a beauty. What you doing here in the dock?
So good in the water.
Why not?
On the bottom, it's peanut butter. Oh.
Say, how about a boat?
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't I see you some places before?
Maybe. My name is Jack Carson.
Oh, yeah. You are going to buy that butcher shop on Main Street.
No. I'm Jack Carson. You've seen me in the movies, haven't you?
Yes! Take my advice. Buy that butcher shop.
About enough. How about running that boat?
Boat, the open sea. I never forget the first time I went around the horn. But New Year's Eve at the Palladium.
Oh, fine. Eve, if this guy is a sailor...
What are you dogging? I'm not a sailor. Look at this tattoo on my chest.
On your chest? Wow, a native girl in a grass skirt.
Yeah. And you know what you see when you hold it up to the light?
What?
My rib. That's enough choking. You want to rent a boat?
That's rent.
All right, I rent you one. But remember, you can only take a boat out to the 3-mile mark. You can't go no further.
Why not? Since when does somebody own the ocean?
Since last week. Howard Hughes bought it. Okay, now we're going to look on the boat. I got here a schooner, a barge, a PT boat.
You don't have to spell it. I know all about boats. Hey, about this ship there.
Oh, that's a fine craft. That happens to be the sister ship of the Queen Mary.
The sister ship, huh? That's the most beat-up looking little boat I ever saw.
Yeah, I know. Her sister was very mean to her.
Baby face, you got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one to take your place, baby face. My poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby, baby. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shout, cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
You like the rosy cheeks, the turned up nose, curly hair, goodness knows.
Ginger peachy and your cottage cheese, baby face. I'm in heaven in your fun, fun, fun embrace. I didn't need a shot when I fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Starlight is a Frank DeBall Steel Desk Orchestra. Now, Here's a chap from your own community I'd like you to meet.
Thank you, Jack. This is Frank Barton with a word for the homemakers. If every once in a while you run out of ideas of what to serve your family, don't forget Kraft's delicious cottage cheese offers a welcome variety to any menu. Serve it as a side dish along with the meat course. Serve it mixed with fresh fruit. Serve it alone with salad greens. And be sure you try all three kinds of Kraft's creamy, fresh-tasting Kraft cottage cheese. There's Kraft's cream cottage cheese, fluffy and tender and delicate. There's Kraft's country-style cottage cheese, the finer textured kind with real farm-fresh goodness. And Kraft cottage cheese with garden-fresh chives blended right into it. All three varieties have that delicious flavor that tastes so cool and creamy fresh. All three varieties are prized for freshness. Yes, for cottage cheese at its most delicious best. Buy the kind labeled Kraft.
Jack, are you sure you know how to sail this boat?
Why, sure. I told you before, I'm an old sea dog. I've had plenty of experience at sea. In fact, once I was marooned on a desert island with a beautiful girl. And then one day a ship came to rescue us.
What did you do?
We hid in the jungle. That's when I wrote Nature Boy.
Hey, Captain Jack, let's shove off.
Okay. Are you ready, First Mate Willock?
Aye, aye, sir.
Ready, Second Mate Averback?
Aye, aye, sir.
Ready, Third Mate Duvall?
Scudder who, scudder hey.
We're all ready. All right, now hear this. Stand by to cast off. Heave up the anchor. Close the portholes. Swab the deck. Take the swab. Batten on the hatches and raise the flag in the meter.
Captain Jack, shall I hoist the sail?
No, I'll do that myself. That's the captain's job. Here goes.
Now be careful, Jack. You'll hurt yourself.
Don't be silly. Silly.
Jack, look out. The master's going to hit you in the head.
What?
See, he's out cold. Captain Jack. Captain Blackjack.
Who wants Captain Blackjack? Captain Blackjack, the scourge of the Spanish Main. The blackest pirate sheik that ever lived. Captain Blackjack, star of stage, screen, and the Caribbean. What do you want?
Well, it's the men, sir. There's talk of mutiny.
Mutiny? But why?
It's the food, sir.
What's the matter with the food?
There ain't none.
In that case, give them double portions.
Gee, Captain Blackjack, you got a heart of Figaro. But I think you better talk to them.
Very well, let's go up on deck.
All right, quiet, men. Captain Blackjack will speak to you.
Men, I understand that some of you are dissatisfied. You there. Aren't you happy? Come, man, speak up. Are you happy?
No, sir.
Give that man 40 lashes and a box of Forever Yours. Now, anybody else?
I got a lady in a lifeboat, Doctor.
That'll do.
Hey, Captain. Captain, we've been at sea for 180 days. I haven't seen my wife for 180 days, and I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
Thanks.
I know this voyage has been tough on you, but I promise you when we find the fabulous buried treasure, you'll all get a cut.
Captain, look what I found below. A stowaway, a beautiful woman.
When did you find her?
Last week.
I see. A stowaway, eh?
Yes.
The old female Charles Boyer. Who are you, wench? What are you doing on my boat?
I am a beautiful countess from the kingdom of Slavonia. I am going to America.
Traveling alone?
Yes. My father has promised my hand in marriage to an American. Tell me, who is Gorgeous George?
Ah, you are a lovely thing. Tell me, my dear, how old are you?
16.
16, whose dream is this? Well, I'm sorry, Connors, but we are not going to America. We're looking for buried treasure.
Buried treasure?
Yes. In the year 1402, millions of dollars in gold was buried on an unknown island by that notorious old pirate, A.C. Olson. Now, if you'll excuse me, Connors, there's work to do. But tonight, when all my men are asleep...
Yes?
Get some rest.
Captain,
laying
ho!
Where ho?
There ho!
Oh ho! I'm going ashore, man. Lower the bridge.
Look, Captain Blackjack. There's a big, fierce-looking native coming this way.
I'll talk to him in his own language. Hey, chief. Me come to island on big canoe. Me and men want peace. No one fight with your people. Me... Captain Blackjack.
How do you do? Very glad to know you.
Gee, a real native. Where did you learn to speak English, chief?
That's easy. We have radio washed ashore from wrecked ship. We cannibals even have our own radio program.
No, really?
Oh, yes. Our favorite program is People Are Delicious.
Say, tell me, chief, is there buried treasure on this island?
Why not?
Good an answer as any. Let's take our chances. Forward, men. Let's plunge into the dense jungle. Remember, it's dangerous. Forward, single file. Well, here's the place, men. I think it's the place. Let's look on the map the chief forgot to give us.
Well, shall I start digging, Captain Blackjack?
Not until you get that laugh in there. Now, the directions say 10 paces from this tree, 2 steps to the left, and pick up large rock.
That's not a rock, and put my head down.
Who are you, knave?
Who wants to canoe?
Blackjack Carson.
Well, you're too late, Blackjack. I got here first. I'm Captain Kidd.
Well, put up your dukes.
Hey, you wouldn't hit a kid, would you?
Well, why fight about a thing like this? Come on, let's both share the treasure. There's enough for all of us. Come on, men. Reach down to that hole and bring out that chest. Now, pry open the lid. Now to dip my hands into the treasure. So what do you know? Peanut butter. Men, don't look at me that way. I didn't know.
You tricked us, Blackjack, and now you'll pay the price.
No, men, no. Leave me alone. No. No. Oh, no. No.
Jack. Oh. Jack, wake up.
Huh?
Jack. Come on,
what?
Wake up.
What happened? Who?
Well, you got hit in the head and you've been out cold.
Oh. Horrible dream.
Well, come on, let's go sailing, Jack.
No, Eve, I've got a confession to make to you and to everybody. I'm really scared to death of boats.
But, Jack, you said you were born on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, not exactly. When I was born, my mother was on the boat, but I was so scared I stayed home in bed.
This is National Restaurant Week, a week during which we like to remind you that eating out is fun, so take the family often. Many fine eating places take pride in serving Seal Test milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. They're America's favorites, the true measure of quality in dairy foods. Join us again next Thursday at the Seal Test Village Store, starring Jack Carson with Eve Arden. Kraft cottage cheese is made fresh every day. Then it's packed into spotless cartons and hurried to stores in refrigerated trucks. No wonder Kraft cottage cheese tastes so fresh, so good. This program is produced by Robert L. Redd and is written by Larry Gelbart, Jack Douglas, and Sid Dorfman.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web, with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have Young Love, a short-lived series that replaced Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts during summer vacation. Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo play a young couple who have secretly married while they are both still in college. He lives in the fraternity house and she lives in the girls' dormitory, and a lot of misunderstandings ensue. Enjoy Young Love, Engagement Ceremony, first broadcast July 18, 1949 on CBS.
Arthur Godfrey, who usually comes around with his talent scouts about this time on Monday, is off on a summer holiday. He'll be back with us 6 weeks from tonight on August 29th.
Love is simple, perfectly simple. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy, then... Come to think about it, it's pretty darn complicated. This is a program about love.
I love you truly.
No, not that kind. Young love.
Oh! Truly dear.
Welcome to Young Love, starring Janet Waldo and Jimmy Lydon with John Heaston, the Judd Conlon Chorister, and Wilbur Hatch and his orchestra.
I love you truly, 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 so truly dear.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Jan. How's your love life?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm still married to the same fella.
After two whole weeks? It could never happen in Hollywood. Bye, Jan.
Oh, hello, Professor Mitchell.
Hello, Dreamboat. What a moonlight cruise she'll make someday.
Hiya, Mitch.
Hi, Larry. Hey, you just forgot an old Midwestern tradition.
Huh?
What's the idea of walking past the founder's statue without tossing a penny in his hat?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch. Yeah. Hey, I wonder what they do with those pennies.
They pay the faculty.
Ha, ha, ha.
What am I laughing at? Well, there's a typical scene outdoors on our campus. Now, how would you like to take a look indoors? You know, we have a few classes here, too. Let's go in the journalism building and catch one of the lectures.
Well, so much for art in journalism. Sometimes we think of art as something outside.
See that good-looking, personable, well-groomed, young professor on the podium? That's the most popular professor on the campus, me.
Who were the great artists of poetry? Shakespeare? Browning? Shelley?
Oh, Mitchell, you're hot as a pistol.
They were just the good songsmiths of their time.
Listen to that kid ad lib.
Their modern-day counterparts are Oscar Hammerstein and Johnny Mercer. Nature boy.
I tell you, I'm the Georgie Jessel of the journalism school. Wait a minute, students. Wait a minute. Hold it. The junior class has asked me to remind you that there are still tickets available for the annual Sweetheart Dance Saturday night. Dismissed.
Mitch.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Mitch, I'm in trouble.
Well, that's a fairly normal condition in your life, Einstein. What's the problem this time?
Well, it's pretty rough being secretly married. Everybody on the campus wants a date with my wife because she's so doggone beautiful.
Maybe you could ugly her up a little.
Oh, I wouldn't change a thing about Janet. She's perfect.
She probably feels the same way about you.
Oh, she does. She's crazy. I'm a slob.
I don't suppose you could tell everybody the truth.
Oh, Janet'd lose her scholarship and my dad would send me someplace like Siberia.
Got good schools out there. By the way, I have an idea. Why don't you two announce your engagement?
Announce my engagement? To my wife?
Well, I'll admit it's backwards. First you're married, then you're engaged. Someday you may even get to be good friends.
Hey, we could announce it at the Sweetheart Dance.
Sure. That way you could let the whole student body know that she's took.
Only nobody will know exactly how took she is. Larry, even though you're my roommate, I can't let you have a date with my, well, with my girl, Jan.
What's a free country? Who are you, Mussolini or something?
Larry, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Jan and I are planning to announce our engagement.
No.
Yeah, at the dance, Saturday night.
I hope you're kidding.
Well, why should I kid about a serious thing like that?
Well, you don't think for one minute that you and Janet would ever be happy together.
Well, why not?
Well, you're completely different. She's beautiful and smart and talented and attractive. And you're...
Yeah?
Well, you're completely different.
Thanks. Have you ever heard that opposites attract?
Well, I've heard that. And boy, it sure is true in your case.
Don't try to discourage me.
Yeah, I had no idea that you and Jan were getting so thick.
Larry, no matter how thick you think we've been getting, we're even thicker than you think we've been getting thicker than.
Yeah. Well, I'll be a sport. Congratulations, pal. I hope you accomplish the impossible.
Larry, sometimes I think you don't have a very high idea of me.
To be perfectly frank, if I was a girl, you're the last person in the world I'd think of marrying.
If you were a girl, you'd better grab anything you could get.
Hey, Einstein, in all this romantic excitement, I forgot to tell you. There's a telegram for you.
Oh, no.
Well, it might be good news.
It might be, but it never is.
Well, go ahead, open it. Well, what's it say? Jimmy, what you looking like that for? Was there an accident? Your dad lost all his money? Somebody died?
Oh, worse than that. Worse than any of those things. I gotta go and see Jan right away. Jan, I've got some news for you.
I beat you to it. I just bumped into Mitch and he told me all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a sweet, wonderful idea to announce our engagement. I'm almost as excited as when we got married.
Jan, that isn't exactly the news I was going to tell you.
And I think it's just darling to announce it at the sweetheart dance.
Jan, you're going to hate me.
Just before we're engaged, don't be silly.
You're going to loathe and detest me.
Jimmy, engaged people always love each other. Loathing and detesting is strictly for old married people.
We're that, too.
Oh, I can't wait until Saturday night. The engagement ceremony is always so touching and picturesque.
Yes, but...
The candlelight and the serenading. And the way they put the veil of invisibility and the cloak of mystery on the girl.
Well,
and the pinning ceremony. And the way every guy at the dance gets to waltz once around the floor with the engagee.
Honey.
I'll be the happiest engagee in the world Saturday night.
Honey, even before we get engaged, we've got to get disengaged.
Why?
Oh, look at this telegram I just got from my dad.
Mm-hmm. Postponed trip of daughter of important client, finally all set. Esther Radaba arriving there Saturday on Buckeye Limited. Take her to dance and show her a bully time. Jimmy, this is awful. Pretend you're sick.
Finish reading the telegram.
And don't pretend you're sick like you did last time. Love, Dad.
How can he sign a telegram like that? Love, Dad.
Well, you've got to tell him. You won't do it.
Oh, you don't know my dad.
Just put your foot down. Tell him no.
Honey, you just don't put your foot down on my father. In our family, he has the exclusive rights to the word no.
Why would your dad do a thing like this to you?
Well, you see, my dad has all these clients, and they have all these daughters.
What if Esther Radabaugh is ravishingly beautiful?
How can anybody be ravishing with a name like Esther Radabaugh?
Judy Garland's real name is Frances Gum.
What am I going to do? Is there an easy way to break a leg?
I guess you'll just have to go to the sweetheart dance with Esther Radabaugh.
Well, a man can't stand up his own wife.
Jimmy, don't worry about it. Esther Radabaugh might be a real nice girl. And the two of you could have a wonderful time.
Well, how can you be so darn nice about it? Be mad. Get furious. Throw something at me.
But I'm not mad at you, Jimmy. It's nothing you can help.
Isn't that just like a woman? If it was a little thing, she'd raise the roof. But when I have to be a real schnook, she acts like Joan of Arc.
down, Larry.
Mitch, I know why you've called me into your office. It was that essay I turned in.
Which essay? Oh, that essay.
I know you're going to say I didn't write it. Well, I've only got one answer for you. I didn't.
Oh?
I admit it. I didn't write a word of it. I got busy, so I went to a very close friend of mine and hired him to write it for me.
A very close friend, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were so chummy with Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You mean that essay was stolen from Emerson? I'm going to murder the guy I bought it from, the dirty crook.
Well, at least get your money back. Larry, that's not why I called you in. Now, I believe you're pretty close to Jimmy and Jan, aren't you?
Well, I'm a little too close to Jimmy and not quite close enough to Jan.
Larry, tell me something about Jimmy and Jan. Do you know anything secret about the two of them?
Yeah. What? They're about to get engaged.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I heard the same rumor. Now, you know how much I think of those kids. Tell me, isn't there some kind of fancy ceremony that the fraternities whip up for engagements at the sweetheart dance?
Oh, yeah, it's a very impressive mishmash. Candlelight and everybody singing themselves hoarse. They throw a big veil over the dame and everybody dances with her. It's a big opera.
I didn't know you had that sentimental streak. Well, look, Larry, I want these two kids to get the full treatment of the sweetheart dance. The works. Tell the gang to make this the loveliest and most impressive engagement ceremony they ever put on.
Don't worry, Mitch, we're with you. I'll pass the word to the whole campus. When Jimmy and his date walk through that door into the dance Saturday night, we'll make it the most unforgettable night of their lives.
Between the acts of young love, here's a young type suggestion. For fun in the daylight hours, there's a lot of it here each weekday, Monday through Friday. A fellow by the name of Arthur Godfrey does a program. Red-headed, completely uninhibited fella, reads commercials backwards, that sort of thing. Somehow makes a lot of sense, too. He also has a good band and some fine singers along. Lad by the name of Bill Lawrence sings. So do some other lads, call themselves the Mariners. Godfrey's show breezes along for 75 minutes, every day on most of these CBS stations. It's better than air conditioning. Now back to Jan and Jimmy and the second act of Young Love.
Down by the station early in the evening, see the little sophomore lurking so forlorn. Down by the station early in the evening, down by the sophomore early in the evening. See the little sophomore looking so forlorn.
Buckeye Limited arriving on track number one. Train is the Buckeye Limited.
Maybe she missed the train. Maybe she got sick. Maybe they dropped her off with the mailbags at Bucyrus.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a young man named James E. Lewis, Jr.
I'm Jimmy Lewis.
I just knew you were he.
Esther Radabaugh, I presume?
How did you recognize me?
My father told me you had nice teeth.
They're my outstanding feature.
Yes, they certainly are. I'd recognize your teeth a mile away.
Oh, it was very gracious of you to insist that I come down for the sweetheart dance. Oh, your father just said that you insisted and insisted, so I couldn't disappoint you, although it was necessary for me to cancel several previous engagements.
Well, I had to cancel an engagement myself.
Now, I'll bet you thought I was going to be an old stick in the mud. I know what you boys expect on blind dates, and I'll bet you really got a shock when you saw me.
I'm still tingling.
Oh, what you said. Now, of course, I know I'm not glamorous in the conventional way. I made up my mind a long time ago not to try to compete with the Betty Grables and the Hedy Lamarrs.
Well, that was probably a wise decision.
You know, James, your father and my father are such good friends that I have a sneaking suspicion you and I are going to get along like two peas in a pod.
I hope it's a very large pod.
All the way down on the train, I was nervous for fear you wouldn't be my type, but... Do you want to know something confidentially? The minute I saw you, I knew you were just exactly my type.
Well, when you get to know me better, I can be quite objectionable.
Oh, I'll never believe it. We're simpatico. Our vibrations just meet and mingle. We're right on the same wavelength. What are you?
What am I what?
What's your sign? I'll bet just anything you're Pisces the fish.
I feel a little like one tonight.
Oh, but you can't guess what I am. Taurus the bull. And you know what a Pisces always does to a Taurus.
I can imagine.
Don't fight it. It's useless, James. If the stars are drawing us together, just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, you have to tell me. What should I wear to the dance?
Oh. A dress?
Do you like a bare midriff on girls?
Well, better than on boys.
I think I'll surprise you.
Well, I'm prepared for anything. Well, can I take you to your hotel?
Oh, thank you, James. I would like to pretty up a little. Jimmy, what are you doing at the dorm? I thought you'd be with Esther Radibal.
She's prettying up at the Eagle House.
Is she a nice girl?
Well, she's a girl. Oh, Jan, I feel like Benedict Arnold. Oh,
it's not you, Jimmy. It's your father.
Well, if I was my father and he was me and he was secretly married to you and I sent her down for him to take out instead of you, well, I'll bet he wouldn't do it for me, to you, with her.
I understand.
Well, you went up on me. I don't have the slightest idea what I'm talking about.
Jimmy, look, I don't mind not going to that old dance. Of course, the engagement ceremony would have been sort of fun, but we can do it next year. Besides, I have a lot of assignments to catch up on, and I've got to clean out my closet, and I've got Tuffy.
Oh, what kind of a husband am I? Leaving my wife with a teddy bear on the night of the sweetheart dance.
I won't have you insult Tuffy. He's the only teddy bear my husband ever gave me.
Oh, Jim.
Furthermore, he's very cuddly, and he dances almost as well as you do.
This I can believe.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't want you to feel sorry for me, not for one minute. Of course, I'd like to be with you tonight. But it just can't be helped. Besides, Esther Radibal only has you for 3 hours. And I've got you for all my life.
Jan, I'll have a lousy time.
Don't have a lousy time. But if you like Esther Radibal better than me, I'll be mad.
If I liked Esther Radibal better than you, I'd be off my rocker.
Say anything about the way I look.
You look very pretty, Esther.
You really think so, really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's my opinion that true beauty is hidden deep on the inside of a person.
Well, it's nice to have a little sneak out.
I bet you planned this so we'd have this long walk across the campus by ourselves. In the dark.
Esther, I want to be frank with you. I like you best in the dark.
Oh, you romantic.
Oh, that's the gym where the music's coming from.
Is it a name band?
Well, quite a few people have heard of Freddie Schwartz. He's pretty big in Central Ohio.
Freddie Schwartz?
Hey, you know, everybody cavorts with Freddie Schwartz.
Oh, I think I've heard of him. Oh, listen to what they're playing.
some enchanted evening you may meet a stranger. Oh, do you know who I am? I'm your stranger. From now on, this is going to be our song. Oh, one thing. Now, about dancing, I've been taking lessons. And I want to know right off the bat, are you the step, step, slide type of dancer? Or do you prefer slide, slide, step?
Oh, Esther, I'll leave it pretty much up to you. When you want to slide, slide, and I'll just slide along with you.
Oh, you're such a gentleman.
Well, we may as well go in.
Oh, before we do, while we're still out here in the dark, I wonder if you don't feel an overpowering urge to say something to me, like three little words?
What I have an urge to say to you, Esther, is better left unsaid.
Well, I want you to know, I'm not going to play cat and mouse with you. A long time ago, I made up my mind that if ever a man said to me, I love you, I'd follow that man to the ends of the earth. I'm just that loyal.
I can believe it. Loyalty sticks out all over you.
Hey, is that you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
They're here. Lights out, everybody.
Oh, what are you doing to me?
It's only the cloak of mystery and the veil of invisibility.
Oh, wait a minute. Larry.
Don't worry about a thing, Jim. The whole campus is here to help you celebrate your engagement.
Engagement? Oh, wow.
Light up your candles, everybody. Jimmy, we're going to make sure this is one romance that lasts.
Larry.
We're going to see to it that you two sweethearts really stick. Okay, gang, surname.
Oh, Larry, you don't know what you're doing.
Shut up, you dope. You're lousing up the whole ceremony.
Listen, everybody. I have a very important announcement to make.
Now, where's your sentiment? You don't make the announcement anyway. That's for the president of the Woman's Panhellenic Society. Go ahead, Doris.
Oh, fellow Panhellene, it is most appropriate at this sweetheart dance that we joyfully reenact the ceremony of betrothal.
Madam President!
The friendship made beneath the hallowed elms and ivy of our beloved alma mater are cherished through the years and often blossom into sentiments even more abiding and fruitful.
I would like to say that...
How about a little reverence?
James Lewis, these flowers are for the girl beneath the veil, whose identity is known only to you. Roses for remembrance, lilies for love, forget-me-not for loyalty.
Loyalty?
Now, old friend, as part of the official ceremony of betrothal, we ask but one boon.
Mary, I...
Each of us desires one waltz around the floor with your chosen one. Before you claim her forever as your partner in the dance of life.
Waltz? That's step, step, slide, isn't it?
Fellow students, I'd like to explain. I gotta tell you, Larry, Mitch, somebody listen to me!
Wish I was inside there watching that ceremony. Those two kids must be getting the thrill of their lives.
Jim. Who's that?
Oh, hello, Mitch.
Jan.
Did you come over here to listen to the music?
Jan, what are you doing out here?
I was lonesome at the dorm, so I thought I'd just walk over.
But if you're out here, who's that in there getting engaged to your husband?
Getting engaged?
Yeah.
Mr. Radabaugh? That siren! She wouldn't dare. Oh,
they're going through the whole engagement ceremony, candlelight and everything.
You know what that is? It's bigamy.
Oh, it never occurred to me that your own husband wouldn't take his own wife to the sweetheart dance.
Oh, Mitch, we've got to rescue him.
Oh, I got him into this. I'll get him out somehow. Oh, me and my big fat sentiment.
Waltzing makes me so giddy.
Now, fellow students, The climax of the engagement ceremony. The pinning and the unveiling of the girl.
This can't go on. I refuse to let this engagement ceremony continue.
Mitch! What happened? Why not?
Well, I love this girl. Mitch, you're a pal.
You love me?
Passionately.
Take this veil. I'll follow you to the ends of the earth.
Oh, no!
We'll rejoin Jan and Jimmy in just a moment. Abe Burrows, known as the Hairless Hildegard, will have the lovely Hildegard herself on his Breakfast with Burrows program tonight. Abe gets up so late he has to have breakfast at night, but with Hildegard as a guest. Breakfast with Burrows will be right on time this Monday night, following the latest hilarious adventure of Joan Davis in her new department store job. Breakfast with Burrows and Leave It to Joan, Joan Davis, of course, are Monday night features on most of these same CBS stations, while Lux Radio Theater is on a summer vacation. Leave It to Joan follows in a few moments over most of these stations. Now, back to the campus of Midwestern University.
Honey, say something. Speak to me. Don't keep looking at me with that icy stare.
Esther Radabaugh.
What have I done? I didn't even get engaged to her.
Esther Radabaugh.
All the time she was here, you acted like Joan of Arc. Now she's gone, you treat me like I had the Black Plague.
James E. Lewis, Jr., I hate you.
Why? Why are you mad at me?
I'm mad at you because Esther Radabaugh had a good time.
Oh, it's not my fault. I try to make her as miserable as I was.
What if your dad sends her down again?
Well,
Jimmy, you've got to educate your folks. Parents shouldn't get their own way all the time. You'll spoil them.
Look, honey, Esther Radabaugh's back in Cleveland. Mitch put her on the train himself.
How did he ever get rid of her?
Oh, he told her how much money he makes a year.
Well, just so it never happens again, Jimmy, I won't have relatives meddling with our marriage just because they don't know about it.
Jan, are you out there?
What is it?
Telephone, long distance.
Oh, something awful must have happened. Oh. Hello? Oh, hello, Mother, what's wrong? Is. Mother, hand-painted ties do not make a husband. He's already on his way, ties and all.
What happened?
Jonathan Shackleton III is coming down to have a date with me.
What?
Jimmy, now it's your turn to be Joan of Arc.
The new CBS college story every week at this time, starring Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo, with John Heaston, Gil Stratton Jr., Elvia Allman, Doris Singleton, your announcer Larry Thor, and the Judd Conlon choristers, the music of Elliot Daniels, conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Young Love is written and directed by Lawrence and Lee. Thank you.
Broadcasting System.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. And we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.